Report: Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu to attend Trump inauguration. By Paul Bois on December 8, 2024. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will reportedly attend the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump on January 20. The Times of Israel reported that a source close to Netanyahu's office confirmed the trip has been under consideration and that no final decision has yet been made on the matter. Netanyahu is due to begin giving testimony on Tuesday in his criminal trial, which would need to break to allow for the trip, noted the outlet. Netanyahu's visitation would come at a time when Israel has made considerable gains with its war against Hamas and the Gaza war through its weakening of Hezbollah in Lebanon. As Breitbart News reported this weekend, Netanyahu welcomed the news that dictator Bashar al-Assad had been toppled in Syria while warning against significant dangers. "This is a historic day for the Middle East. The collapse of the Assad regime, the tyranny in Damascus, offers great opportunity but also is fraught with significant dangers. This collapse is the direct result of our forceful action against Hezbollah in Iran, Assad's main supporters. It set off a chain reaction of all those who want to free themselves from this tyranny and its oppression," he said. A recent report from the New York Times highlighted that Iran has struck a more conciliatory tone since the November election, which included halting a retaliatory attack on the Jewish state. In mid-November, Iran dispatched a top official to Beirut to urge Hezbollah to accept a ceasefire with Israel. Around the same time, Iran's UN ambassador met with Elon Musk, an overture to President-elect Donald J. Trump's inner circle. And on Friday, it will hold talks in Geneva with European countries on a range of issues, including its nuclear program. All this recent diplomacy marks a sharp change in tone from late October, when Iran was preparing to launch a large retaliatory attack on Israel, with a deputy commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps warning, "We have never left an aggression unanswered in 40 years." Five Iranian officials, including one Revolutionary Guard member, said the shift in tone occurred in response to the president-elect's victory on November 5, along with Israel's assault on Hezbollah in Lebanon. They said Iran suspended plans to strike Israel following Mr. Trump's election because it did not want to exacerbate tensions with the incoming administration, which was already lining up cabinet nominees who were hostile to Iran and staunch supporters of Israel, noted the Times. The president-elect has been emphatic in his support for Israel, pledging that he will cancel delays and restrictions on arms shipments to the nation on his first day in office. The Biden-Harris administration withheld precision bombs from Israel in May in response to Israel's decision to enter Rafah, the southernmost city in Gaza, against the White House's explicit demands. Israel ultimately secured Gaza's border with Egypt and killed Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, who had been attempting to escape through Rafah, Breitbart News reported. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.